Hey folks, welcome to this weekly update of tech news from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 9th of February 2024. So let's dive in. Within the Azure Canada East region, you can now use Azure Ultra Disk Storage. The Ultra Disk Storage provides high performance and sub-millisecond latency for your most demanding workloads. Within Azure, there is the Azure Health Data Services, and this is a cloud-based solution that helps you collect, store, and analyze health data from different sources and formats. It supports various healthcare standards such as FHIR and DICOM, and converts data from legacy or proprietary device formats to FHIR. Now, the latest feature release for the Azure Health Data Service is it now supports up to 100 terabytes of storage. By default, each FHIR service instance has a 4 terabyte storage limit, but if you raise a support ticket, you can now increase that up to 100 terabytes. Within the Azure US Gov region, you can now edit existing Azure NetApp file volumes and upgrade basic networking features to standard networking features, giving you access to new features for Azure NetApp file volumes and delegated subnet. Now, this is a public preview feature and is available to all of the US Gov regions. Now, generally available is the ability to mount an Azure file share in a built-in Linux container or custom Linux container in app service. And this gives you access to a bunch of benefits, including being able to share content across multiple apps or with other Azure services. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you all again soon.